On the line with us this morning, Rick Pfeiffer of the Niagara Gazette. Good morning to you, Rick.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Rick, well, you have been in court following the proceedings involving the trial of Joseph Bellstadt, charged in the 1993 murder of Mandy Steingasser. 2.5 days of jury selection.
Well, it took 2.5 years to get this case to trial from the time that Joseph Bellstadt was arrested. The concern, of course, was the publicity this case has received, the fact that it's a now more than 26-year-old cold case homicide, one of the most infamous cases in the history of North Tonawanda. And the judge, I know, was very concerned about making sure that there wouldn't be any taint to the jury. There wouldn't be people who had already formed an opinion about the evidence in the case or potential evidence in the case. And, everybody's being very, very careful. One of the reasons I think it took so long for this case to get to trial is we repeatedly heard in the courtroom during the pretrial hearings, we don't want this coming back on appeal. So both the defense and the prosecution have tried to make sure that whatever happens in this case, it's decided once and for all when the jury verdict comes in.
We're going to hear the opening arguments later today, but what do you expect to hear from the prosecution regarding this case? Like you said, it's taken a long time just to get to this point.
Well, we think what we're going to hear from the prosecution is they're going to tell the jury that it's taken more than 26 years to get this case into court because it required advances in DNA testing for them to be able to establish a forensic link between Mandy Steingasser and Joseph Bellstadt. Now, there are witnesses who say they saw Mandy getting into Joseph Bellstadt's car in September 1993. He was the last person that any witnesses can place with Mandy. Prior to recently, there hasn't been the kind of forensic evidence that could establish a connection there. There was evidence recovered from Mandy's body when she was located in Bond Lake in Lewiston. There was evidence taken from Joseph Bellstadt's car immediately after it was searched after the recovery of her body. But tying that evidence together forensically, it's taken this long. It's taken the advances in DNA. The DNA that was recovered in 1993 was incredibly degraded, and they're going to tell the jury now that because of advancements in technology, they can, they can link that forensic evidence from Mandy to Joseph Bellstadt.
You can't imagine what it might be like for a family to have a loved one murdered, for sure. But then to have to wait this long to get to this point where justice may or may not occur, can you describe what you're seeing or hearing regarding the emotions involved in this case?
Well, the lead detective for the North Tonawanda Police Department, who handled the case from its start through the first 5-6 years of the investigation, this guy by the name of Gabe DiBernardo. DiBernardo was a friend of the Steingasser family, and the case absolutely has consumed him to the point that on the day Joseph Bellstadt was arrested, Gabe could tell us how many years, how many months, how many days, just short of how many hours it had taken from the time Mandy disappeared until Joseph was arrested and charged. We expect that perhaps the first witness who will be called by the prosecution will be Mandy's mom. Her father passed away several years ago, but her mom is still alive. And we think that one of the very first witnesses the jury will hear from will be her mother, who will talk about what the last 26 years have been like.
Rick Pfeiffer, really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much for the update.
My pleasure, Jay.